Joining me in the studio now is U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley. He's just recently returned from Haiti. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Well, we're hearing from a lot of aid organizations and a lot of governments that they're not able to get through their aid through the airport in Port-au-Prince because the U.S. military, which controls the airport, will not allow them to come through, will not allow them to land. And some of this criticism has been pretty strident. We've heard the Brazilians complain, we've heard the Mexicans complain, we've heard the French complain, and they've lodged a complaint with your department, the State Department. In fact, the French ambassador to Haiti put it this way. The airport, he said, is not an airport for the international community. It is an annex of Washington.
That's an outrageous criticism, but let me underscore what's happening here. You have a nation that has suffered a tremendous blow. You have a lack of infrastructure, particularly a lack of port facilities, you know, that would allow significant amounts of aid to come in at a much more rapid rate. We are dealing with a very limited one-runway airport. So our ability to maximize the flow of everything that Haiti needs, you know, not only food, water, health care, but also to bring in the kinds of gear that allows us to save lives, as your previous report had noted, to bring in capacity so that you can establish an effective network to distribute food among the 3 million people of Port-au-Prince. All of this has taken time. As we have added to the infrastructure of the airport, we have now increased the flights from, say, 20 a day to 60 a day. So much more assistance is coming in, and that assistance is now flowing out to the people of Haiti.
Explain to us why military flights are allowed to land, planes full of soldiers who are armed.
That's not true. That is absolutely not true. The military planes that are coming in are bringing food, water, communications gear for the Haitian government so they can begin to operate and function once again. We are bringing in additional military forces. They're in a humanitarian role to be able to distribute food out to the 6 distribution points that the government of Haiti have established. And let's be clear, you know, the government of Haiti, the democratically elected government of Haiti, they are the ones that are in charge. Yesterday, Secretary Clinton was at the airport in Port-au-Prince. She met with President Preval. She met with Prime Minister Bellerive. She heard from them. These are our priorities. These are our priorities in the short term. These are our priorities as we move through the next coming weeks and months. And this is their vision that we will support, you know, to rebuild Haiti after this terrible tragedy.
Well, you said initially that that the fact that the U.S. was not stopping aid flights from landing is not true. But you've had complaints from the French. I mean, they are lodging an official complaint with the State Department. Let's look at some of the reality.
Well, let me get to that point.
Right.
We have changed the way that the airport is operating so it can be more effective and more efficient. So before an airplane takes off, working with those who are controlling the airport, it is to get these airplanes lined up one after another. And yesterday, when I was on the tarmac there in Port-au-Prince, it wasn't just U.S. aircraft that were there. Countries from all over the world were bringing in life-saving supplies, bringing in people to go out to sift through the rubble. That's what American soldiers are doing. That's what American experts are doing. And this is an international effort. The United States is not in charge here. The government of Haiti is in charge.
Well, you are controlling the airport, though.
The UN is in charge.
Yes, you are.
We are supporting them.
You are controlling who lands and who takes off from the airport. I mean, let's look at some of the reality on the ground. Now, assurances were given to a group like Médecins Sans Frontières, which has been doing work there in Haiti. It was told that it could land at the airport, yet when it sent a plane, it was diverted to the Dominican Republic. That plane carried a hospital, a mobile hospital. Now, the deployment of that hospital was delayed for 24 hours. The same thing happened to a Red Cross plane. Now, think about this. How many people do you think would have died through that delay, through a plane with a hospital being delayed for 24 hours?
Again, that's kind of an irresponsible question, to be perfectly blunt. You know, we are bringing in medical equipment from various countries. We are bringing in food and water from many, many countries. I can't speak to the technical reason. I'm sure it's a technical reason why an airplane that might have received clearance to take off missed its slot to land. This is because Haiti had limited infrastructure before the earthquake. It has devastated infrastructure now. Right now, the airport is the sole lifeline to be able to bring in the kinds of things that the Haitian people need. So we are controlling the airport not to create a green zone. That was an irresponsible comment by your reporter. But it is to be able to make sure that as we go through this in the coming days, we're bringing the things that the people of Haiti need, and we're bringing the things that the government of Haiti have identified to us, to the UN, to the national community, that are the important things that they believe their people need right now. The priority today has been water. As we go through day to day, the priority may change from one day to the other. One day it will be food, one day it will be medical assistance. But this is we meet every day with the government of Haiti, and we're making sure that what happens here is exactly what that government wants us to do.
But we're hearing this from more than one quarter. I mean, this is the United Nations World Food Program. It's one of its spokespeople told us, this is Jerry Emanuel, who told the New York Times, rather, he said, there are 200 flights going in and out every day, which is an incredible amount for a country like Haiti, but most of those flights are for the United States military. Their priorities are to secure the country. Ours are to feed. We've got to get those priorities in sync.
I'd actually love to be able to tell you that there are 200 flights going into the airport today. We're not there yet. The capacity for that airport on a 24-hour basis is more like 90 flights. We're at about 60 now. We're gradually making this as efficient as possible. There's one runway, which means that you can only have one airplane landing or taking off at one time. You have one taxiway into the ramp area. It's a very congested place. Right now, American experts are looking at how do we actually utilize the ports. We're bringing in ships that can actually offload equipment without the benefit of a port. The helicopters you've seen in your reports, they're not there to take over Haiti. They're there to make sure that we can deliver aid from the airport out to the 6 distribution points that the government of Haiti has established. We encouraged them yesterday on a meeting with President Breval. Let's see if we can expand that network over time, clear the roads so that we can get more aid to more points within the city.
Okay, I just want to talk about the deployment of the American military in Haiti. How many troops do you have there at the moment?
We have less than 1,000 there today. By the next couple of days, we could have 3,000 to 4,000.
We've just had a report from Reuters which says that the Haitian president, René Préval, has told reporters that 3,500 U.S. troops would be deployed to help what he called the hard-pressed and depleted UN and Haitian forces restore security in the capital. So are U.S. forces not going to go in as the kind of Haitian replace the Haitian police force?
Not at all. Actually, to be clear, you do have the Haitian National Police. They, like all institutions in Haiti, have received a devastating blow by this earthquake. Security has been provided for several years by UN peacekeepers that were pictured in your report. We met yesterday with Major General Peixoto, the commander of the UN security forces. We are prepared to augment them if they need help. But right now, the troops that are there in a humanitarian capacity. They will secure the deliveries out to the Haitian people, but they're not there to provide basic security. That's a responsibility of the Haitian government and the UN forces.
One final question. The U.S. President, Barack Obama, has told the world that the priority is to save lives, get food and water and medicine to the people of Haiti. From the reports we're hearing from these humanitarian organizations, from some governments, their complaints that they've made, that doesn't seem to square up. It doesn't square up with the military turning planes away.
Again, we are not turning planes away. We're making it possible. We've tripled the capacity of the airport since the U.S. military took over the airport. The airport belongs to the people of Haiti, but took over the operation so we can make that as efficient as possible. More aid is coming in. Our goal is to make today better than yesterday, to make tomorrow better than today. Aid is coming into the airport. Aid is flowing out to the people of Haiti. Clearly, we need to expand that distribution network so more aid can get to more parts of the country. We are doing that every single day.
Vijay Crowley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.